Good morning, Hattie Jane. Are you ready to field some questions? Hattie Jane, if you can hear us, hit star 6 on your line. And we still can't hear Hattie Jane, so hit it again. I know we've got Winona, and I know we've got Molly. I know we've got Nancy, and, well, we got a whole lot of ladies.
Rita Hand.
Good morning, Rita. Well, let's see if we can't, you ladies that demuted yourself, you hit star 6, if you want to start the ball rolling and talk about KV and maybe some of your results, let's see if we can't get Hattie Jane on the line here real quick.
Dance, at one point she was on, and then a whole got disappeared.
Now we got a lot of people that have demuted their line because we can hear the chimes there. We need to get Hattie Jane to hit star 6, and that'll do it.
She was on at one point.
I know, I heard her. I was sitting here listening in a very noisy, crowded van.
I'm back.
What's the curve? There we go, Steve.
Okay, Hattie Jane back.
All right, well, do her. We're anxious to hear, and I'm going to mute myself so you don't hear all this background noise. No worries whatsoever. It's technology.
Some days I'm brilliant, and some days I'm really brilliant, so.
Good morning, it's Hattie Jane here. We're waiting for you.
Hattie Jane?
I got lonely, so I came back online.
Hattie Jane, they are eager and ready to ask you questions if you'll start fielding them. If you want to give a brief overview of your story, the 60-second elevator pitch version and what you've journeyed and what the results have been with the KVB, they'd love to know. But then also, the questions that we're hoping that people will ask is about this new formula and what we can expect with higher protein and loaded with vitamins and minerals, and all of that information is right there on the website. You don't even have to dig for it. It's the scrolling image, the first one that pops up on the screen. Click on it, and boom, it's all right there. It's like everything explodes right at your face.
Isn't it
take it away.
All right. I have some I hear on my line talking because I joined the queue and joined you all in line. And then start 6 so you all can hear me and I can hear you. And now it's quieter. My name is Hattie Jane Derica. I live in Falls Church, Virginia, and I've been in Meekin 20 years. I also was deemed to be obese before my 8th grade. And looking back at pictures, I guess I called myself a little pudgy, maybe large bone, I think was the word. I never felt fat, really. I never felt skinny. And over the years, I've dieted up and down and so forth. And then in recent years, like the last 4, 5, 6, maybe longer, I managed to reach up to 286 degrees and didn't look at the scale the next time I weighed. But I don't think I'd lost any weight. And being with Meekin over these years has been fantastic. And we've had other supplements, and many people have had marvelous results with them. But it didn't work for me to add into a routine that I could follow and be really successful with. So when we came out with Vital Balance this time, oh boy, I was ready to lose weight again, and I had lost weight. Going in and using the water aerobics, gone down. Boy, I'm talking about an awful long. I don't think this is an elevator story. But basically now, I'm now 186 pounds. And without KVB, I couldn't have done it.
So I think that kind of winds up a very long tale from us, and you all have some questions.
Hattie Jane, thanks for calling back.
Yes, sir.
This is Steve back again, so I apologize. And do we have people so they can star six to ask questions?
Would you all like me to go over the new formula?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I haven't had the pleasure of having it yet, but it is on my list and on my budget line to get it as soon as possible. And it is, again, a weight management program. It is not structured strictly for weight loss, which is fantastic because you need proper nutrition. You can't restrict yourself and really be healthy. You need something that really works into it, and that's what the previous one, and this one, contains organic Morgana and natural fruit monk fruit in addition to organic pea protein and organic vegetables. It is designed to help burn fat and boost metabolism, as well as promote healthy brain function. The elimination of toxins in the body with pre- and probiotics assist in digestion and immune activity. McKenzie's Vital Balance Formula is food for action and food for thought for all ages. And I've heard great results for kids going off to school, in elementary school, as well as geriatrics like myself. I'm 75 next month. Features and benefits, it is certified kosher, which is delightful. Naturally sourced protein from organic peas, organic rice, and organic sorrel. To promote the formation of lean muscle mass without the high levels of saturated fat and calories associated with animal protein. Medium chain triglycerides, and you shorten that down to MCTS, sourced exclusively from palm kernel oil, serves as brain food to support cognitive sharpness and for weight loss and to assist in burning fat, boosting metabolism, and regulating the appetite. Enzyme blend helps support efficient digestion and nutrition absorption. Pre- and probiotics support gastrointestinal and immune system. Organic sorrella and organic cilantro assist the body's own detoxification system function to reduce heavy metals. Organic moringa provides a significant amount of natural source B1, which is thiamine, B2, which is riboflavin, B3, niacin, B6, which is great folate, vitamin A and vitamin C, as well as minerals, including the calcium, potassium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, and zinc, and which is great because they all blend together to for the body to utilize its levels and a little bit here and a little bit there that's essential for good metabolism. Naturally sweetened with monk fruit, which contains powerful antioxidants and does not spike blood pressure levels. It's low in fat, no added salt, sugar, artificial colorings, artificial flavorings, or preservatives. It is all natural. Of course, it hasn't been evaluated by the Zero FDA. And it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. That's why active wellness is a format of our process with Nika, because individually our metabolisms do our things and our heredity things do our things. So as actively well, we make our own personal choices based on how the things work for us. And boy, has KDD worked well for me. I got onto it because of mental acuity. As I said, I successfully lost weight and then I promptly gained back. This time, with this product, I could go pick up prescriptions, which were essential at that time, and the cookies didn't hug me or reach out. And other things, and my sugar cravings were remarkably pleased. So I had for the first time in felt like a in my memory, which is not so good, but there's around. I didn't have to have the sugar. And that was a huge difference, and that's what made the processing. And then my memory focus, when I started the program, I couldn't remember passwords to get into the computer. But they very kindly set it up so I didn't have to. I just opened the book, and it just stood open for me. Well, now I can. Oh, I even memorized the 10-digit thing, ID for our Zoom call. And that feels so good to be able to do that. And I wasn't able to prior. So other people and myself, I'm delighted with my weight loss. And I do look different. People don't recognize me. But the ability to use my mind effectively again, because it wasn't working too young, is really terrific. Providing the ice. Now, down we go to nutrition facts. I have some information that's been shared with me on organic powder, and which is new to us, and I've seen some information on our website on the sugar, the sweetener addition, which is our how's it called? Where are you?
Well, we've got Mong fruit.
Mong fruit, yeah. That's the one. And there's another system. Anyway, I think we have three things that weren't in previous that makes it really scrumptious. And okay. So, more. Would you all like to hear what I've seen about Morgana? This is not Nikan's information. This is off. This is coming from my marvelous web and Google territory, which adds to our knowledge of how the world works. Would you all like to hear that? Good. Okay. And thank you very much for sharing the information on that. But you think I just had it right there. There it is. Okay. Thank you, Steve, for passing on Nancy's making this in for us. The many uses of the mighty Morgana tree is put out, and it is fast-growing trees native to South Asia, found throughout the tropics. And I understand that all of our natural products, like the gum and the Morgana, are harvested from areas which are certified to be free of pesticides and free of treatment things, so we can guarantee that those that are being forested properly so that we don't strip them. And with Nikan's acquisition of the product, which is good. It has small rounded leaves that are packed with an incredible amount of nutrition. The protein, the calcium, beta-carotene, vitamin C, potassium, you name it, Morgana's got it. And this is from the article. No wonder it's been used medically and as a food source for at least 4,000 years. It kind of fits double study binds. The fact that Morgana, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, grows rapidly and easily makes it easy to press. The leaves are tiny and difficult to harvest and use. There's no denying that it's a rich nutritional profile. 9 times the protein of yogurt. 10 times the amount of vitamin A of carrots. 15 times the potassium of bananas. 17 times the calcium of milk. 12 times the vitamin C of oranges. 25 times the iron of spinach. enriched in antioxidants, as noted in the Asian Pacific Journal of Cancer Prevention, which I hate to get into that territory, but studying what is the benefit of nutritionally wise, demonstrate antioxidant activity due to high amounts of polyphenols. The extract of both mature and tender leaves exhibits prevent oxidation damage to major biomolecules and give significant protection against oxidative damage. It lowers the blood sugar. Likely beneficial plants compound in the leaves, including isothiocyanate. One study found women who took 7 grains or more leaf powder daily for 3 months reduced their fasting blood sugars by 13.5%. Separate research revealed that adding 15 grams to a meal reduced the rise in blood sugar by 21% among diabetic patients. It reduces inflammation. The isothiocyanates, the flavonoids, the phenolic acids in organic leaves, pod leaves, have anti-inflammatory properties and protects the liver from chronic inflammation. And it makes a good preservative for foods that spoil quickly. Sweet oil is used both in frying and in a salad dressing. It is topically to treat any fungal problems, arthritis, and skin moisturizer. Has high cholesterol lowering properties. And one study compared those cholesterol lowering symptoms to a drug that was still on the market. And in Thai traditional medicine, it is used as a cardiotonic. And it also has been recently demonstrated that it lowers cholesterol. Coming down, kind of doing a little bit of editing. An interesting thing is that it's also perceived to and tested that it protects against arsenic toxicity. With especially important in the light of news that common staple foods such as rice may be contaminated. Contamination of groundwater by arsenic is because a global health concern, as one study revealed. That's interesting. And it's also because it's high in fiber, works like a mop in your intestines to clean up any of the extra grudge left over from a greasy diet. And the isothiocyanates, which have an antibacterial property, may help you rid your body of H. pylori, a bacteria implicated in gastritis, ulcers, and gastritis CA. And even found to work for what the seeds are found to work for water purification in many of the conventional synthetic then it works better than many ones we have that are synthetic. The protein in the seeds binds to the impurity that causes them to aggregate so that clusters can be separated from the water out of Uppsala University. So that is some of the information that is in the article. Does any of that sound like a good thing to have in our drink?
Sounds like a good thing to me. And this particular article was from out of Dr. Marcola's video, or excuse me, Dr. Marcola's library. And he also has a small little 2 minute video that, without audio, that gives information about how the Mungai works with the body and helps it. So thank you for sharing that information with us, Hattie Jane.
Hattie Jane, did you get hungry? Yes? Did you get hungry?
On my previous, on the previous Vital Balance? Yes, hunger has never, well, I would say
Hunger in me is a little bit erratic because I like to eat. And with sugar cravings, I like to eat even more. So my proportion control was never a consistent possibility, a real likelihood. It's only possible, but a real likelihood. So what I found was that when I did eat, and when I did not follow a very tight regime with my things, that I got back on and I was able to manage better proportion control when I was hungry. And my thing on nutrition change is somewhat liberal. Over the years, I've gone over with what should be discipline. You should do this, you should do that, take so much of this, take so much of that, and it never lasted. So with this, with these marvels, because I also use steak green enzymes and the liver support, they're just marvelous, and our pie water, I've been on forever, is that I have to work. Whatever I do, I have to work it so that I can keep living with it and becomes part of my ongoing daily regime. And what I found was that as months went on, I suddenly was aware that I was able to taste subtle differences in vegetables. I didn't have to eat vegetables because they were good for me. I really could taste the differences. And that brought immense joy to my choice. Did I answer your question? Or am I just rattling? I'm sorry.
No, thank you for doing this. And how long can you go between shakes now?
I find, for one thing, I'm getting back on the more consistent regime. Not because I unfortunately have not gained any weight back. And my clothes still fit. I still can shop in my closet. But because I need to get back on it, because I find I'm healthier on it. And so right currently, I go between 1 and 2 a day. Usually, it's more closer to 1.5 to 2 right now. But still, the cookies don't reach that. Now they're towards the end of the first canister. The cookies are not reaching out directly for me, but my brain cells, the memory of cookies, is still very strong, so I have to increase a little bit of discipline in what my choices are. But I had a great pizza last night.
One of the things, the thought I'd read about it was that it had pre-digested enzymes. Not sure if I'm phrasing that quite right. But I didn't see that when I was scanning the reference sheet the other day. Is the new formulation of pre-digested
product? I think what I remember, I'll have to see if I can find it in my documentation, let's say, is that we're talking about fermented items being added. And fermentation increase is actually a breakdown of vegetation, which then makes it more accessible for our body to interact with. So it's actually
and that process is being used on this on the new product.
Yeah, it's used as something in the new product, but I have to find my notes to find out what it was.
Okay.
This on the features and benefits
on the site, where
you can purchase it. It says
right.
Prebiotics and probiotics support gastrointestinal and immune system
right.
health.
Right.
So it has it in there.
So that's where that would fit in?
What's that, James?
That's where that fermentation area would fit in?
I would think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. It sounds logical to me, too, but again, I need to find my notes where I got the bright idea from. But it doesn't mention it in Onegin literature, but that's okay. The pre and the fact that it's not only prebiotic, but also probiotic, It really means that it's got a wonderful balance in there, according to our individual and personal needs.
Our parents got in there.
Huh? Yes?
This is Judy from Kansas. I have a question to ask you. And my question is, I have a daughter that is way overweight. How do I teach her to get her interested without having World War III or...
Boy, do I know that girl. Not so much for somebody else, but for myself. And I honestly cannot give you a clear, this is going to work, you can do it type thing, because there is no way to do that, I think. But for me, the fact that it tastes good and that it was satisfying and just felt comforting when I started it is really good. So I would think that if I approach someone who could, another thing is that I'm lazy, so it was easy to do. So if I was approached with someone to facilitate my nutrition and not focusing on weight loss, by just adding it to what she's already eating, so that particularly for me, first thing in the morning, as and Richard Dunn recommended this too, that it would be a great time to have a very easy breakfast drink in the midst of some hurried time, and that might click in that this is easy to do, and I don't feel as driven to eat, because I was driven to eat. One, you're always supposed to eat so much stuff, so that's good, but then my appetites and my cravings are supposed to get there, and so virtually I feel driven to eat, not choosing to eat. Now I start to choose. So when you're facing a family member or a dear friend, I think that would be less pressure to consider the nutritional intake. Because facing it as a weight loss is a losing battle, I think, because it always was for me. The other factor is even now when people are complimenting me and I'm enjoying going shopping in my closet and using a lot of safety pins to take stuff up with, I still feel a little bit shy when people congratulate me, and I still feel a little bit anger when people compliment me so much on it, because the rewards of being able to, having my mind clear and being able to think clear and being able to function better mentally is so much more important. I had friends when I was fat. I have friends now. I had love when I was fat, and I'm working on getting some more now. So the real important thing aren't related to weight. They're enhanced by weight, are diminished by weight, but they're not important. And so when a person is wanting to be supportive, there's someone who is facing a journey that is different from what they're on, whether it be needing to gain weight because of a structure that's just got too few calories to support it, and to have good metabolism and good strength and health, or having an excess of material of, I don't even know, it's not, and it, having an excess that they would have more fun if they had less bulk. And they would have improved nutrition, because the body needs, the folks that are in athletics, they can eat thousands of calories a day and need to, because of the way their body engine is being called upon to provide amount of energy for their body to function in the activity that they enjoy doing. Where people like myself who are more sedentary don't need that many calories, and it's utilized and saved against the day of starvation. So, and then it just gets into the fantasy of the mind, the body goes, oh, yes, that looks good, oh, yes. Okay, so I'm sorry, that's more than an answer you possibly want, and I don't know if there are any insights in that that might help you, help your daughter, but those are, that's where it got. Is
Thank
there
you.
Anything?
Any other questions?
And again, I find...
When you started using the original Kinsman Vital Balance, how quickly did you start seeing results? Were the results showing up? How would you describe that if you're trying to encourage somebody else to try it? Because not everybody gets an immediate response.
Exactly. And mine wasn't immediate either. But looking back on my starting days, because remember, I was having problems remembering that password. And I had successfully lost a great deal of weight going to the water aerobics and doing that 10 hours a week and enjoying it immensely. But it was coming back on. So the mental wasn't changing for dealing with the weight loss. So I went off because I had been on my journey with my mother's with her Alzheimer's, which is a very sensitive territory to me. So I knew I wanted to stay on. I had been doing everything else and doing things, and there was weight wasn't leaving me. And I needed that support. So I needed it from a nutritional basis for my body to be functional. So one of the things I found is that I had to empty my cupboard of all the goodies. Fortunately, I'm living by myself, so I don't have to cook for somebody else. It makes it a bit more difficult. But all any sweets, any things, any pies and cakes, had to be out of the house and weren't bought. When I started the first month on the KVB, the second, third week into it, using just Pine Mag water, liver support, and jade green enzymes, I noticed a distinct difference in my craving, a distinct difference in the ability of the cookies to hug me from the shelf. So when did I notice results? Well, I don't think it was a major drop in weight at that point. It was the fact that I had a feeling of well-being. I had a feeling of achieving a balance where discipline could be initiated better. I felt good. And that was long before a number of pounds came off. So there was that. And now this might be within my first 3 weeks. But again, I was going because of mental acuity, and I knew I had a long journey to go, so I didn't know where I was going to wind up on that. I don't think I imagined myself below my 200 point. So, does that answer that question?
Yes, thank you.
This is Nancy in Cleveland. I applaud your miraculous, wonderful work and your accomplishment. One thing that really helps motivate people, I think, to stay on a program, no matter what it is to take your measurements, because your body will show more than the scale very often.
Yes. That's why I recommend folks get a packet of safety pins. Herbert Strongman's, the manufacturer, safety pins of various sizes. The larger, almost 2-inch safety pins down to the little one. And have those if you're... I am not too much a numbers person, so the ruler that goes out so you can measure your lumber or you can measure the land. It rolls out and it's made of metal. And I cut it off, I cut 300 pounds, and then I went down to 110 pounds, I think. And I taped it up on my wall where it's not, down a long hallway. People wouldn't even notice it unless they looked up there and see it. But it was there. And my idea was then as I would start to drop weight, I would just make a mark or put a little bit of tape so I would see the the weight change. Measuring with a ruler around my neck, around my arms, around my thigh is a good thing for many people. For me, I measure better when I use a safety pins to take in the waistband so the clothing doesn't fall off my hips, which has happened to me in the past in my walk when I'm stepping off an elevator. That was a little bit embarrassing. But this time, I'm prepared for it and use a safety pin. So for me, measuring that way gives me a chance to use my creative skills and doesn't focus on numbers. One, I don't use numbers well, and two, I find that oppressive because I haven't been able to use numbers. And I find that focusing on numbers then takes away from the enjoyment of things changing. It becomes a measuring number to keep up. So that's a little bit counterproductive in me. I'm sorry. Does that add to your comment on measuring?
Sure.
I think it's
moving around a lot. We need to have somebody start to
pardon me?
Having a lot of noise on the line. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's split up a little bit. Okay, any other questions? We're getting out to 44 minutes after the hour.
Oh, I do have something about measuring and numbers. For those folks who really have fun with numbers, that I noticed that the centimeter side of the ruler as opposed to the metric of our inches that we have been using over the years here in the country are smaller. We go an eighth to the size where as opposed to the other, so the number becomes smaller faster.
Right.
An inch, a metric measurement of an inch is much smaller thing, so you feel like you're going faster.
Come in. Good psychology in that. Okay. Anything else?
Another thing I put out there, I only weigh myself when I visit my doctor because of the requirement to see them on a consistent basis, and I use their scale. Then, as I started, my first thing was, am I going in the right direction, according to what they had recorded? And then after a while, when I was going in the right direction, using more pins, I started taking photos of the scale. I use a digital scale, but it works well on a balance scale, too. And just taking a picture of that and putting it in my phone, and then I could see, yeah, back then I weighed this, and this month I weighed that, but it is lower than what it was before. Or if it's very near the same, I'll be a little bit tight about it. So I get my own record of my weight things, but again, focusing not on the number, not how much of the number, but what's going to the right direction for me. I think those are all my goodies that I have.
All right. I will mention that if someone is looking for good measurement charts, I know that Ruth
and Valerie have got a fabulous ongoing program. It's at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, which makes it
7 o'clock Pacific
Time. And it's approximately an hour long, and that stuff often comes after the recording's over. But it's still, it is great. They've taken the program, the balance program that Joel did years ago with Perfect Start, and integrating it as a lifestyle, and the great thing is the chart has helped me so much, because now that I'm able to want the meal plan a little bit more as opposed to previous years, what drives them to get. It tells me what amount I can work for proportion control, and what type of nutrient to use.
And they have the most wonderful chart in their hand that I can actually record and put down in numbers and things on that chart to kind of keep my own, my progress towards an eventual goal and what's important. The fact of meditating, the fact of exercising on a consistent basis. It doesn't have to be long. 7, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes at a time is all you need. But the fact that you're able to do it and click it off, then will help you feel that you're making progress, even though you're not working for the triathlon. And that goes 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and they record the sessions, and you will find those on Why Be Hurting under the lifestyle. And you can see the previous recordings and get some great testimonies from many different things on for your health. And then Linda Morris's support calls are still ongoing. They do Wednesday on Zoom and Friday's phone. And they are a great group. They've been doing this for a number of years now together. And they're a great group and so many insights from them and experiences from them. And their program's a little bit different than what Valerie and Ruth are doing, but all together, you get them. Oh, it's one. I love Lincoln. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and also on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Char Rogers and Anthony Cosman was on earlier, and then also Jeannie Zidan do a call. Also, unfortunately, at the same time as Valerie and Ruth and Debbie Davis's, but if you go to lifestylesupport.org, at the top there's a schedule there. I've got to fix the one for didn't realize that I hadn't fixed the since Ruth and Valerie got together. So I have the wrong information there, but I'll get that fixed. And also, at the top of lifestylesupport.org, there's a really good chart that you can put in there. That you can use it in Excel. That's a chart that actually you put in your information, and it figures it for you. It automatically shows you percentages and how close to goal you are and that kind of stuff.
That that's fun.
Carol and I put together 10 years ago, so.
Oh, and I'm going to need some more information to get some fun, though. And what I found was also an app on my phone that reminds me to drink water. And then when they plus and add what amount of water I've drunk at that time. And the little figure fills up with a little liquid-like stuff. Makes me feel like it's just fun to do. So it helps me have something to use at the moment to record things. Like, I'm looking forward to checking your program out. The other thing, for folks who have relatives that are facing a journey of nutrition change, these types of programs, if they find any of them that clicks with them, are magnificent. Because when you get out here, and the shoulds and shouldn'ts and what should we be and so forth get kind of oppressive. So if any and all of these support aspects, they find they can click in and let them enjoy it and encourage it. Don't tell them which one they have to do. Find the one they want to do. And just by sharing and having maybe listening to it at the time they're listening to it and see if it's something they want to listen to again. And maybe they'll do it when you're not around, and that's the best time.
All right. Hey, thanks, Hattie Jane, for all the fantastic information you shared. We want to thank Nancy for passing the information that Jeannie got us from Marcola. And there's just a lot of good information out there. Char's and Ruth have been doing these kind of calls, and Linda Morris now for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I know that has been going on probably 15 years with Char and,
mm-hmm.
and Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Just a lot of info. So thank
mm-hmm.
you. This recording will be up on Saturday AM Live within a couple days. There's lots of information there. And if you have questions, you know, Hattie Jane has been kind enough to give information and how to get a hold of her, and Vance or myself can get people in touch with people. Do three ways. As I was just thinking about the question of how do I help my daughter? Well, you know, sometimes
uh-huh.
I just have to say, you know, something, just so innocently that, hey, I heard about something.
Believe me, there's no innocent way to somebody who is facing a long journey.
Yeah, no, there isn't. But, you know, as innocently as you can, you know. But
I'll be delighted to talk to anybody.
Yeah, because I've always been heavy my whole life, and with this program originally 11 years ago when I started
mm-hmm.
it, I dropped 34 pounds in 9 months. It
mm-hmm.
was a great big fast thing, but
mm-hmm.
I was out of the obese category for a long time, so
mm-hmm.
I started eating back with my family. So
mm-hmm.
We've only got 5 minutes before Dave's call starting,
mm-hmm.
so we want to get off there. But
mm-hmm.
Like I say, lifestylesupport.org, there's a,
mm-hmm.
Something at the, right at the top where you can look at the schedules, and there's the three different calls that I know of with Linda Morris, with Ruth and Valerie and Debbie Davis, or with Star,
mm-hmm.
Nancy, and
mm-hmm.
Jeannie, and the information
mm-hmm.
will be there of how to contact them. So,
and Google.
And Google, Google, it's amazing how much information you can find there. So, let's end the
call. Well, I hope I've been helpful in.